Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to your show, Destination Health, Your Road to a Better You. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and I really want to thank you for being here today, joining together with us and saying our health is important. Becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is so worth it. You are so worth it. Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or if you've been on this thing called healthy living for a long time, welcome. We're here to support each other, learn from each other, celebrate each other's accomplishments, and challenge each other. So let's get moving and trucking today. I am actually going to, okay, so this time, you guys, I'm going to fire this up right now. I am on my treadmill desk. I put this together about a year ago, and it's a riot. This treadmill, I found at like a Play It Again Sports here in Ohio for $150. I didn't need a fancy one because I was just going to be walking on it. I wasn't going to be running or anything. But it was so cool. It actually counts steps, too, and I had never seen that before on a treadmill. So I have it set easy. I have it set like 1.8. Sometimes I walk a little bit faster when I'm walking. But at 1.8, I can write. And, you know, I can talk. Hopefully you can't hear it. So at the end of the show, we'll see how many steps I took, okay? And you can just imagine that, you know, going 1.8, that's very slow. That would even be hard to walk that slow outside. So, you know, you can easily, like, double that so you get an idea of how many steps you can take and how easy it is to get that in, okay? So be sure to remember taking questions. I really, really want to hear if you guys use any fitness trackers out there or if you use apps on your phone to measure certain things or to challenge yourself. I'll share a couple that I use and that I'd love to hear what you use. That's how we all learn. So press one and talk to Lisa and ask her which one she's using right now too. So we're all in this, like I said, we're all in this together. Love it. So why use a fitness tracker? When it comes to getting fitter and more healthy, knowledge is power. You know, we talk about it, let's talk, you know, the numbers with your business and keeping track, very close track of your business to see, and your fuel, to see if you're being profitable and, you know, using your time the best. And it's no different with our health, you know, the very obvious ones, you know, weight. We'll talk a little bit about that, too, because there's so much about that number, you know, whether it's that how valid it is, I want to say, because I'm going to share about the bod pod. So we have these new breed of wrist worn that can tell you more about yourself than you ever really knew before. And you know, it's kind of funny that you know, when did those all pop up? Isn't it wild how now they're all over the place? And where do you start? So consider these handy hybrids, part pedometer, part heart rate monitor, part sleep meters, you can track your sleep, and also calorie trackers. They can tell you how many steps you've taken, the duration and intensity level of your activity, your heart rate. They can actually tell you times of day and seasons you are most likely to be like a couch potato. Number of calories you burn and the length and quality of your sleep. I did that for the first time this week, so it was really interesting. So why the sudden need for all of this? Well, there's good research proving that simply keeping track of what we do can significantly improve our health. Self-tracking can actually make us follow a healthier diet, sleep better, and exercise more simply by letting us know the areas we need to improve and if we're actually improving them. Fitness trackers provide this feedback actually in real time. You can, you know, wear this on your watch. You know, it syncs to your computer and it's telling you, you know, if you've been sitting too long, and it gives you those nice reminders sometimes to just get up and get moving. So as you can imagine, studies show that people who keep logs are the most successful reach and weight loss goals. And to me, it actually comes down to being accountable. When I slack off from logging, I use my Fitness Pal. I log my meals and so forth. I find that I don't, when I'm not logging, I will skip meals or I pick a lot. I'm a grazer, so I'll find a pick. But yet, if I am really true to logging things, I am just more conscious. You know, we're going to talk more about with willpower and so forth, being just self-aware of what we're doing and our choices. What's nice about these fitness trackers, as opposed to just writing things down, because sometimes when you write it down, you know, you got human error coming in there. You know, you might not remember everything you ate, or might think that you exercised more than you did. So these fitness trackers really take care of all this. Studies also show, and you can imagine this, people who wore pedometers actually took 1,500 more steps per day for about a week. Now, do you think that was because they wore the pedometer, or, you know, were just more aware and made themselves walk more? You know, it's hard to say. I know when I am tracking my activity level, I do more. I just do more. So with that, I wanted to first talk about these trackers, okay, and give you guys some resources to take a look at. And again, I would love to hear who out there uses these, what they do for you, okay? So one of these trackers, and I'll put this out, we finally got our Facebook page up, so I'm just going to start putting that out there and inviting people to there and have you go search for it. But there's a website called livescience.com, and they actually have a chart. I'm going to try to get it out on the Facebook page that has, you know, different things like how much do you want to spend? Do you need, do you need to wear it in the water? Do you like it on your wrist? And so forth. So it's a really cool way to get near a win, because there's so much out there, okay, to decide what you want, which one you might want. So we said why, when it comes to getting, you know, more fit, that we use that knowledge, decide what your goals are. Is it weight loss? Is it better nutrition? Like, you want to make sure that the food that you are eating gives you what you need, like how much protein you should have. If you're watching your cholesterol, your sodium, it'll help you track that. If it's just simply to move more, And track and make sure you're getting in the steps if you want to challenge yourself that way. And, again, being accountable. But I am going to pop over here. A couple of things that I researching, which was so cool. But we actually have Kevin on board. So I want to bring Kevin in and have him share a little bit about, you know, the fitness trackers he's using and that we're testing out and what it's done for him so far. Okay, so... one second, you guys. There we go. Hey, Kevin. Oh my God, this
hey there.
How are you?
Thanks for having me. Doing great. Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
Oh, it really is. And I appreciate you putting some focus to these trackers, because I know it's one of those things a lot of people think, oh, I want to go look at them, you know, what will these do for me? But there's so much out there. So it's pretty cool that you're doing it, and you're having some of us on the Trek team take a look at them and give our feedback.
Yeah, the crazy part, though, is, you know, I keep ordering new ones, and every time they show up, Lisa grabs them.
Good girl.
I have to start racing her to the UPS truck pretty soon, I think.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, awesome. You know, here's the thing. I'm the numbers guy. I've been pushing mm-hmm. people to do their numbers for years and years around the business. And, you know, when I first decided to do this, I thought it'll be fun. You know, the trackers will be interesting. I am blown away by how much this has mm-hmm. changed my behavior. It is amazing to me. I was doing, when it comes to fitness, I was doing everything wrong.
Why
I was
that?
Trying.
What do you mean?
Well, I was trying to be very efficient with my time. So I would sit at my desk and think, okay, I need to go upstairs to get my phone or my headset or whatever it might be. And I would spend a couple minutes at my desk thinking, okay, while I'm up there, is there anything else I need to do? Do I need to get anything else? While I'm up, you know, just try to get everything done in one shot, get back to my desk, get back to work. Well, as soon as I started wearing the tracker, the competitive side of me kicks in, and I'm like, you know, this says I'm supposed to walk 10,000 steps a day, and I'm only at 4,000. I'm going to make 4 trips upstairs instead. Who needs to be efficient? I want to be healthy. So I literally started changing almost everything. It used to be, you said you're a grazer. I'm a grazer too. I love like vegetables and hummus or nuts or just things I can just grab a little bit and eat. And I would put them at my desk. And I would think, you know, it's okay to have it right there. I've got enough willpower. I'm not just going to chow down. Plus, it's usually healthy food anyway. But I got thinking, why not leave them in the kitchen? Then if I want a bite, I have to walk over there and get it. And
right.
You think, oh, big deal. You're walking 30 steps to the kitchen. Well, it's 60 steps round trip. Do that 10 times a day. It's 600 steps. And when you can see these numbers in front of you, you start mm-hmm. seeing how 600 more steps burns this many more calories. And I can even predict how much weight I could lose over a year just by walking the dog one more time a day.
Right. It's so simple. Yeah. Simple steps, as you say.
Yeah. So it's so much information and you don't have to do anything to get it. You just put this thing on your wrist and you're done. You check your phone once in a while. It syncs to a phone app, syncs to my computer. And I can see these numbers and I can see, you know, because all of these sites, you can add friends, you know, so some of our listeners have sent me friend requests on some of the fitness sites. So now I can see their steps. I can see my steps. I can see Lisa's steps. And you know me, I'm a competitor. I have to be on top. And if I'm not winning, I'm going out for a walk. So it's just amazing how it changes my behavior.
Beth, now which one are you using, Kevin? Which one are you leaning towards that you like the most that you would recommend for people to look at?
Here's the interesting thing. I'm not finding a huge difference between the mm-hmm. brands. What I'm finding is more along the lines of how much money do you want to spend and what features do you want to get? It seems like all the brands are fairly similar. They're all pretty accurate. Most of them, if you wanted to take the time to measure your stride, you could even make it a little more accurate as far as distance. But the information that they give you is really good and it's really easy. And I'm not seeing a huge difference between mm-hmm. brands. You know, I've seen some devices as low as $40-some, and they're very basic. They track steps, calories, and distance. And you know what? That's a great place to start. And for 40 sure. or 50 bucks. How can you go wrong? Now, on the other end of the spectrum, you can go up to $300 to $400 for a full-blown watch, heart rate monitor, does all kinds of tracking, might even track more specialized exercise. The one thing I was a little surprised about, my Fitbit, I knew it wouldn't actually track my swimming, but I thought mm-hmm. it would at least show that time as what they call very active time. And it didn't. It didn't register my swim at all. And
okay.
I thought that was kind of odd because, I mean, it's on my wrist. Obviously, I'm mm-hmm. swimming. That thing's moving a lot. But all I found out was you go in before you get in the pool and you just enter a workout and tell it you're going to be swimming. And then it does some rudimentary tracking. I actually saw some devices that if you put them on your wrist, and you could wear two, one on each wrist, it would actually analyze your swim stroke for you.
Oh, yeah. I have a GPS Garmin 900. There's some very specific, and it's interesting, like before you had done these ones you wear every day, I had one that I wear, and you'll find a lot of runners have these to be very specific to their speed and so forth. Mine that I use in the pool, I can set whether I'm in open water or I'm in the pool, and it will exactly that, because that's huge for swimming. You know, you can imagine you're going 25 yards, you can either have 20 strokes or you can have, you know, 12. So, you know, it's just trying to be the most efficient. I happen to be on the 20-plus stroke here, but
it's so
yeah, yeah.
You
so,
talk about that. I was at that. I had to wait for the pool the other night because it's January and the New Year's resolution effect takes hold at the gym and the place is packed right now. So I was sitting in the hot tub waiting for a lane to open up, and I was watching people and I was thinking about that because I'm a horrible swimmer. I've been in water all my life. I grew up around water sports, but I never really focused on swimming other than I knew I wasn't going to drown. You know, I can save myself. I can swim. I can tread water all day if I need to. I can float around on my back. But I never really worked on swimming any distance. And now that I am, I found out how bad I am at this. And I was watching people. So I'm watching this one guy, and he's literally making the length in 13 strokes. And I'm watching somebody else, and they're at like 19. And then I watch somebody in there at like 22, and I'm thinking, 22, my God, they're horrible. I got the bull, it took me 24 strokes to get down the lane. So I'm like, oh, my God, no wonder why I'm so tired.
Yeah, yeah, you want a humbling workout, go swim, that's for sure.
And I watch and think, okay, what is he doing differently? Now, granted, he was tall and long, and, you know, that's certainly an advantage, but it's still, there was something very, very efficient about him. Stroke that I'm obviously not doing. Now, the good news is in just a couple laps, I get a lot of exercise.
Yeah, there you go. Going for quality. That shows the point, you know, that, and a lot of people, I use my watch like that very intently and analyze the data. I mean, I can upload it and you can, you know, see where you can improve. You know, just like that.
Yeah.
So that's why I love these, you know, so when you sent that everyday one, it was different to me because it was all day or every day. So I thought that was kind of a cool thing because, you know, it really made my focus being on what I'm doing to be active and just instead of in little bits, it was all day. And I just think it's just for the cost, one of the lower cost ones, it couldn't do anything but help people. And especially I think drivers, when they're sitting, if you can get in extra steps and you challenge yourself, like you said, competitive and, hey, I'm going to, you know, stop and get so many steps in, there's nothing but benefits that can come from that.
Well, I could see what would happen, and I'm getting ready to get back out on the road and I'll see what it's like. But I know that for me now, instead of just maybe pulling over at a rest area, you know, using the bathroom, grabbing something to drink and getting back on the road, I just might make two laps around the rest area. And you know, prior to having the device and tracking all these numbers, I would have thought, oh, why bother with two laps around the rest area? That's not going to do any good. They tell us we have to have 20 minutes of our heart rate elevated and, you know, sometimes the things they tell us actually hurt. You know, it might take 20 minutes of an elevated heart rate to make a big difference, but two laps around the rest area, if you start doing it consistently, is far more active than you used to be. So who cares what to say about how much you have to get every time? Don't worry about that. What I love about this device is it tracks all my activity, it keeps me aware of it, and it makes me stop and think, okay, don't just get out of the truck and walk straight to the truck stop. Find the furthest parking spot away and make two laps before I go in. It takes a couple extra minutes, and you start to see how little changes like that add up to really big results.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what, it's neat. I think there's two different places for these two, like you talked about the heart rate and so forth like that. This, to me, the basics of just getting more steps, I think, over the long haul is so beneficial. And then if you wanted to take that up a notch and, you know, see what it takes to get your heart rate up, then that everyday thing, you can't go wrong.
Go ahead.
Do you use any apps on your phone to go with this as well?
You know, right now I'm using whatever app is recommended for each device. And what I'm finding is there are also a lot of third-party apps that will connect with these devices. And that's where we get down to the real nuance of, you know, somebody might like this one better because the software does this. But there's no clear winner to me. I mean, I've looked at several apps. I'm tracking on several different websites. And I don't see a clear winner. It's going to be more of a just a personal preference. It's almost like when I was testing the GPS units. You know, once you get to the point where they're all pretty accurate, then it's just a matter of, you know, which one do you feel more comfortable with? Which one, you know, makes sense to you? What I predict, though, is that, you know, if you look at electronics, the phone has been the big thing for a couple years now. You know, who's got the latest update on the phone? What does it do? What's the greatest features? I think that the future right now is going to be in the watches. And it's going to be a combination of all kinds of things coming together in this watch-like device. You know, we have the Apple Watch coming out. Obviously, people have, you know, iPhones and iPads will probably lean towards the Apple Watch. If you've got, you know, an Android device, I know Samsung has a watch out and Garmin has a watch out, and there's some others coming out. I think that is the next big consumer electronic device, and that's good news for us because they're just going to get better and better. Apple, if you look at their watch, the technology they are building into that thing is amazing. The quality of the sensors, they're using a very high-tech invisible light sensor to track heart rate, and they say it's, you know, going to be the most accurate wrist heart rate you can get, that it's going to rival the chest bands. The screen, the glass on the face of their watch is actually one solid piece of polished sapphire. It's the second hardest transparent material in the world, next to diamond.
Wow.
So the quality and the technology that Apple is building into their watch is amazing. And it's going to interface with your phone, and you'll have your calendar and reminders and text messaging and all those things right on your watch. But you'll also have all this health and activity data. You know, you'll have heart rate monitored, you'll have all your steps, your activity. And when you look at the way they did theirs, you know, they're primarily going to track steps, distance, and calories. And they do it with this really cool kind of ring symbol where you get a different line for each one of those. And it's real quick to look at it and see how you're doing. So I think that, you know, once Apple hits the market, the other manufacturers step up their game. And we, as the consumers, are the winners. We're going to get better and better products. We're going to get better software. You know, Apple has a health app built right into their phone that will interface with all this, and you can store all your medical records and all of your vital signs and blood type and any testing you have done. And then this watch will interface with that health app and literally just track all of your information. Now, you go to the doctor, he, you know, grabs your information, and now not only do you have a lot more information to work from, but so does your doctor.
Right, right. That is so cool. And I just noticed when you do the update on your phone that I don't know if that's that on your, I'm talking about Apple, their health app on the phone. It automatically comes up. I'm like, what's this? And here it had steps and it had everything like that on there. But I was reading, Kevin, they said the most valuable new real estate in this new health tracking stuff is the wrist. The wrist, you know, with having these watches.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so that's why they're being so competitive, because there's only so much room on our wrist. And so, you know, you're going to get, it's just going to get better and better.
Yeah, and we win. And, you know, talking about information, one of the things I was looking at is, okay, you know, what does the device interface with? Or like, you know, I have an iFit band that just came. That's the one that Lisa beat me to, so she's testing it. it interfaces with our Nordic Track treadmill. So we have our iFit account, and if I go walk on the treadmill, it records all of my treadmill data. But now we have the wearable, the wrist device, that also interfaces. So now we can keep track of our exercises on the treadmill, off the treadmill, all day long in one place. So that was a case where I chose that one because it interfaced with a different device I had. On the Fitbit band, I saw that they have a Wi-Fi scale. So you step on the scale, it measures your body fat and your weight, and uploads it right to your dashboard. But now, having tested it, I can see that that's not as big of an advantage as I thought it was going to be. Two reasons. One, the body fat tracker isn't all that accurate. Now that I've been to the BOD pod and I know the number, and we can talk about that a little bit. But the other thing is, I love the data because it gets logged so easily. All I have to do is put this thing on my wrist and I'm done. I know all my steps, I know my distance, I know my calories. If I tried to log that stuff myself, it's impossible. You can't walk around counting your steps all day. You couldn't get anything else done. So the beauty that captures so much information without me doing anything. Now, the scale, on the other hand, I really shouldn't be weighing myself more than once a week. I could probably get down to doing it just once a month. And I could get on any body fat scale, get the reading, plug it in 30 seconds. So having the scale really isn't as big of an advantage as I thought it was. And the reason I'm laughing is because Lisa is now standing next to my desk, walking around in circles, laughing because she's going to have more stuff than I do today.
That is funny. Yeah, when I got logged on to that too and she friended me, I'm like, oh, game on, sister. I see your numbers. Which, that is such a healthy competition, isn't it? I mean, but we got to think about that. There could be something even like with Let's Truck that would be so cool. But you know what you said, what I love is that it kind of takes the work out of it, and that it gives us the numbers that we can look at and work with. And once you see those numbers, probably just like business numbers and that too, you can't look elsewhere. You know now. So then it's up to you to make a choice. And am I going to work with these to make them work for me, you know?
So. Yeah, I knew it was going to be good information, and I'm kind of an information junkie, and so is Lisa. We love seeing all those numbers, but it has affected my behavior in good ways way more than I thought it was going to. I mean, I've been active and involved in fitness my whole life. My first business was a gym, and I knew back then that if I wanted to maximize my workouts, I needed to keep track of things, my sets, my reps, my weight, you know, track my progress, know what was going on. And it was a total pain. I mean, I'm just not good at that kind of repetitive stuff, and I would just not do it. And I knew that if I would do it, it would have helped me more. I would have progressed faster, but it was just too much work, and I wasn't willing to do it. Now, I don't have to do the work. It's all done for me, and I get so much information. And like I say, in the middle of the day or towards the end of the day, I'll just glance at my numbers. And if I'm low, I actually go walk. I mean, it's making me so much more than I used to.
Yeah, that's great. So how do you think the drivers, what would you recommend to the drivers that might be looking at this, or maybe they aren't even looking at it? What would you tell them about what this could do for them?
I would say start small. Get one of the under $75 bands, and there's many of them. They're, like I say, they're just as accurate as the others. They might not have as many features. But in the beginning, the biggest thing for me was just seeing those steps and knowing that I've got a number that I'm going to shoot for every day, and it just kept it in the front of my mind. So don't worry about picking the perfect band. Don't worry, you know, am I going to like this one? They're all very, very similar. Go inexpensive and just pay attention to how much more you know and how it changes your thinking. And then, I mean, we've all talked about many, many times the things you can do while you're on the road. Park farther away, take a couple laps around your truck before you go in, take a couple laps around the parking lot before you go in, actually plan a walk somewhere, you know, go walk. The one thing that I would recommend everybody go check out, no matter what band they buy, is iFit. You can go on, you know, Google Maps on iFit and map out walks, and it will give you data on that walk. Even though it's not the treadmill and tracking at all, you could still use it to plan a walk because it lets you draw your walk on a map, on Google Maps. So even if you're sitting at a truck stop and you don't know where to walk, pull up iFit and Google Maps, and it'll show you what's around you. And as you start to draw out your walk, it'll show you your distance. So I think that's another great tool. And then use your app and your wearable to see how close it was and how many steps and all that other stuff. So, you know, just get a device, get a cheap one, and put on and just start watching what happens. And you'll be amazed at how it's just right there in front of you all the time. And then if you're competitive like me, invite a bunch of friends, because I can tell you, if you're on my friends list, you're going to have to work hard to beat me, because I don't like to be second.
There you go. I think that was a challenge, right?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll put that out there. Okay, well, that sounds great. Well, Kevin, I so appreciate you sharing that, because this is such a cool direction that we're going, and as we learn, what I love about this is as we learn this stuff, you can't help but share it with everybody, because you just know it's going to help, and they're going to have fun with it, and I love it. So thank you so much.
Well, you know it. Thank you, because you were really the momentum behind all this. We had talked about it for years. I kept putting it off, and I've explained why. But you were the one that came in with all the enthusiasm and all the knowledge. I mean, you know a lot about this stuff. You've lived it. You've done it. And you were the momentum that pushed me, and I'm so glad you did, because, you know, I've been saying for years, I have a very clear mission. I want to help owner-operators be better at what they do. I want to improve this industry. And the only way we can improve the industry is one person at a time. We all just have to get better. And this is such a great way of getting better in so many ways. Because when you start getting fit and you feel better, you immediately start eating better. And it doesn't seem like so much of a chore. You know, now
right.
I get excited about eating healthier, cleaner, lighter foods. And I feel better. And as soon as I feel better, I want to do more. And I want to share more. And I know that everybody listening, if they start down this path, they'll be the same way. And what a great way to improve the industry.
Yeah, exactly. Take care of yourself first and your health, so you have so much more to give to others. So true.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it. Thanks for having me on today. I know I've wiped out about half hour of the show. We haven't even talked about the BOD pod yet.
Oh, well, hey, real quick, Dad. Okay, so I'm so glad you and Lisa went to do that. I'll tell you, I think I shared at the end of the show last week, I had my BOD pod appointment a week and a half ago, and I am not sharing my numbers like you are. I will later
okay.
When I'm down the road, and I can make a little dent in them. But, again, it's very empowering. You know, I knew they weren't going to be good, but, yeah, it's empowering to have that number and say, okay, now I have this to work with. And what's so great about the BOD pod is it's not just that scale that you're weighing that number. And I'll never forget it was a grad assistant that was telling me, you know, from the moment we're born, we are measured by our weight, you know. You go to the doctor, you get
right.
weighed, you know, all of this weight. But yet that isn't necessarily, you know, and you know, the BMI off of that. You know, we've talked about the BMI, and that's, you know, crazy. I know you have to have these benchmarks, but if you're looking at the true good health number and that, you know, it's your lean body mass, you know. I'm using the BOD pod too, because I got back into strength training. And so that's the number I want. I want that percentage of fat to go down. So I had done this a couple years ago too, and it actually showed me and if I could do something by the scale, it would have been so depressing. But it actually showed me that I lost 15 pounds of fat and then gained 7 pounds of muscle. But if I would have looked at the scale, I would have thought that, you know, I only lost 8 pounds. What the heck, you know? But
exactly. So that actually, and part of it was that was the only information we had access to. You know, getting this other data was expensive and hard, and now it's getting easier. The BOD pod is a breeze. I mean, you're in that thing 30 seconds, if that.
Yeah.
And you feel a couple little puffs of air, and you get out, and you have all these numbers. So it's really amazing. But I think that the BMI has done more harm than good.
Mm-hmm.
It is such an number, and I'm a great example, because if I calculate my BMI right now, I am overweight. In fact, I am kind of significantly overweight according to my BMI, but my body fat, I now know from the BOD pod, is only 17%. I was happy with that number.
Yes.
15 and less is, if you get down to 12, they consider it an elite athlete. I mean, 12% body fat, and if you're active and lifting and that kind of thing, is extremely good. So I'm at 17, which puts me in a very, very healthy range, nowhere near being overweight at 17% body fat. In fact, I think healthy for a male my age is up to as much as 24 or 25%. They still consider fitness healthy at my age. So at 17,
yeah,
I feel very fortunate to be there. And I know a lot of it is all the strength training I've done over the years. And in the last couple of months, I've been eating better and being more active and testing all these things. So my goal is to get my body fat under 15. So I only need to move it a couple percentage points. And then my goal after that is they also measure your lean body mass. So your lean body mass, they're measuring. They measure bone, they measure water. Basically, they're measuring everything except fat. And we know most of those measurements that are part of that lean body mass really don't change much once you're an adult. The one that does change is the muscle component. So my goal is to get my body fat under 15%, keep it there, and have my lean body mass go up every month. I want to add muscle weight. And I'd be good with, you know, I'm down to about 155 pounds right now, which is pretty healthy for my height. I would like to get back to 175. There was a time when I was doing a lot of training that I was at 180 and about 13% body fat. So I'd like to get back to about 175 and 15% body fat, and I would feel very healthy and strong then.
Yeah, and you and I love that because, again, not just looking at the scale, you're weighing more, but you will be more healthy, and your body is a more of a metabolic engine, you know, machine burning those calories, and it's just all good. Yeah, and it shows the difference, what I like, too, between men and women and the percentages of body fat that you can have, you know, because it is so different. But, yeah, I encourage everybody to go find one. Bodpad.com, and they are at, I personally went to University of Akron here, $15, being an Akron U alumni. If somebody just off the street came in, it was like $25. They have all the CrossFit studios are hitting there. You know, they're starting to see more and more all their football team they put through here. So that's what they use to measure too. So the, and the cost will vary across, but you'll find most of them will be, I think you guys was at a chiropractor's office, right?
Yeah, we found I'm a big believer in chiropractic care. I've been using it on and off most of my life. So I found a chiropractic office that very, very well run. They have the BOD pod. The chiropractor himself is a former Seattle Seahawks football player. Very, very much into fitness and health and gets it all. He has a naturopath in the office. So they are really a very holistic center, you know, for health and fitness and spinal alignment and massage and the whole shot, naturopathic doctor. So I'm excited about working with them, you know, maybe doing a BOD pod measurement every month or every other month and working through their programs, getting back to being in alignment again. So I'm excited about it.
That's great. Yeah, I am too. My goal is, and again, when you have those numbers, you can set some goals to them and challenge yourself. So it's just one other way to have some fun with health. You know, it should be fun, and it should be, like you said, empowering and exciting to take those steps forward to being healthy. So I'm going to do the BOD pod two more times, and the last one being right before CMC. So hopefully I'll have some good numbers to share out there. So
good. Well, I really appreciate you having me on, and I know I've kind of dominated your show, and you've got some calls to get to, but I want to throw out another topic for you. So when you need a guest, I would like to come back on and talk about fermented foods.
Oh, okay. Fermented foods. So that sounds good.
Yeah, so it's something else I'm playing around with and experimenting. In fact, this morning I just finished my first batch of homemade sriracha sauce, the Korean Thai hot sauce that's so popular now. Everybody's like the big thing. I made a batch at home, and it's actually fermented. You mix up the batch, and you just let it sit at room temperature for a week. And, you know, every day you go to open the lid, and there's pressure in there from the carbon dioxide, and it's alive and working. And then I just finished it this morning and made it into a sauce. And, you know, there was a time, and I won't get too deep into this, but there was a time where almost every culture ate fermented foods with every meal as condiments. They would ferment vegetables, they would create sauces, and they were all fermented and alive. They have live, active cultures in them, and the health benefits are amazing. And we would eat those with every meal with a condiment because it helps digestion. It's great for your immune system. And when canning came around, we just got away from that. And the problem with canned or even frozen is we're killing some of the nutrients. Now, frozen is better than canned. The minute that stuff is picked, it starts losing nutrients. And when you pickle something, a true pickle, ferment it, not only does it lock in the nutrients because the foods are never cooked, these are always kept, you know, room temperature at most, It not only locks in the nutrients that were there, it actually increases the nutritional value of the food. The whole fermentation process creates new B vitamins. It releases nutrients that weren't even available in the food. And this is still all raw food. Nothing's processed. Nothing's heated. It's preserved. It helps our digestion. It helps our immune system. So I think that's another, if we're talking about trends, I think we're going to see a big trend to moving back to those naturally fermented foods.
You know, that's what I've had no clue. So I love that idea. Very, like instantly yeah. When I have to go, you want to go learn on it and see. So learn on it. You want to go read about it. And so, thanks a lot. I think we absolutely, and that's what I love about this opportunity to have the show is that, you know, who knew? And then you have somebody comes on and say, hey, what about this? And then we all go learn on it and see if it fits in our life.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, great example of that. I posted something about the fermented foods. I was showing pictures of the sriracha sauce I was making. And somebody went in and said, hey, my wife's been making her own fermented food for years now. Check out this company. And they made this whole really nice kit of lids and airlocks and test strips and all kinds of things. So I didn't know about that company. I was getting some supplies elsewhere, but these are really nice, great kits. So I learned from somebody else because we were talking about it and, you know, went out and found better equipment.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, there's some homework for everybody. Get reading on some fermented foods and then let's get on this right away because now I'm intrigued. Very much so.
There you go. Good.
Okay. Well, thanks, Kevin, so much. And you better go walk around to catch up with Lisa.
I know. She was laughing at me as she's doing circles around because she knows I can't get up. So now I'm sure she's way ahead of me today.
Oh, that's
I've got
funny.
To go.
That is funny. That's
thanks
awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks, Kevin. So you guys, when you, and I'm sure some of you have heard about this, the 10,000 steps a day, like where did that number come from? And it sounds like a lot, but yet when you go do that, if you're walking, I guess, more than usual, you'll see that number go up. Or if you haven't been walking, you'll see it down and you'll see you want to catch up. But where it started from, the Japanese first started using the 10,000 steps a day number to market, of all things, a pedometer. So that was how the initial campaign came about. And then the medical authorities came on board and thought that that is just a good number to shoot for. So why it is, they said, you know, because we all know that, you know, heart disease, number one killer of men and women. And they say that 10,000 steps a day is a rough equivalent to the Surgeon General's recommendation to accumulate 30 minutes of activity most days of the week. It actually is approximately 5 miles. So, and that's stretched out through your whole day. So if you got up and thought, oh, I have to go walk 5 miles, you know, that would be a little overwhelming. But yet when you stretch it out over the day, you can track it and see how you're doing. It's just, it's all good. There's just all good that can come from doing that. Little bit of a lifestyle change. And, you know, we talk about baby steps, and if that's one place to start, you know, as far as on the moving side, you know, start there. And I love the idea of getting a low-cost Fitbit to give you some readings and just have fun with it. We can all friend each other out there, too, and put the challenge on to just really encourage each other and know that we're all out there doing the same thing. So I'd love to talk with some people here. We've got Melissa in Indianapolis. I want to bring her on to share a little bit about what she's doing in the truck when she's out on the road. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kim. You're awesome.
I think,
Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, my gosh. It's all you guys. I am so humbled and honored to be on here with you guys. So thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I've always been into health and fitness as long as I've known myself, my family, you know, where I come from. Health is number one. If you don't have health, you are very poor and, you know, kind of thing, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
a poor man's
yeah.
riches. That's health. But anyways, it's really important because you can't enjoy life if you're not healthy. And,
right.
You know, it's all good to have money and to strive to do it, but I always put my priority to be my health and what's good for me, you know. So I try to do that the best I can. Now I'm
so
a truck driver and I spit a lot. What do I
yeah.
do about it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bumming me out because I used to belong in a health club. I mean, when I was working, we had a half an hour with a group exercises, and I always participated in those. I can't do that while I'm driving. Well, right now, I have decided, because in January, I was in Denver, Colorado, or actually in Colorado, and they do a lot of, they're fitness-oriented. So I went with a friend, and she, they started this at a senior center or activity center. So I would like to suggest that as a one of the avenue, you know, to get yourself involved sometimes when you're in your home time, to go there and get evaluated, because that's what I did. I had to walk a mile in a circle at the fitness center, and this
uh-huh.
is what jump-started, that's what jump-started me to really want to go ahead and start walking. Because now I realize what it does. Just brisk walking for a mile, it's about like 15 minute walk. And I told myself, you know, I can probably do that. Park my truck at the truck stop, stop, map my ride. Now, Kevin has mentioned something to go and get an app where I can, like, you know, map out my walk. That's an awesome idea, too. I didn't really consider it. So now I looked at my iPad and I found three or four apps that actually
mm-hmm.
can make me, you know, do that. So I'm going to give it a try. And now every day,
awesome.
Yeah, and I also took up the suggestion to get this device for that med center or that S Plus. I forget what it was called, MedCore or something like that. And that device can really, like, track your sleep patterns and can
mm-hmm.
give you advice, you know, on what's going on with your sleep. And it
yeah.
can also tell you how to improve your sleep. So it has told me that, like, exercise can, you know, make my sleep better. So now I'm on a bandwagon to go ahead and start exercising and walking. So I actually
that
took the machine
awesome.
Device, you know. I'm taking machine advice, you know.
Good for you.
Sleep
is so underrated, and it is so important. So that's just one more thing you can try. Melissa, I encourage you to go on Facebook. I know you're on Facebook, and find the Truck and Runner group on Facebook. They're
okay.
really good at sharing. They're great at sharing. If you have a question, like you're going to be at a certain truck stop, where's a safe place to walk or run? They share great
right.
information out there. So, yeah. So
I also joined the fitness center, La Fitness, when I'm in Austin. You know, I thought my daughter can and her family can belong to it, but they also have like a pool. So I was thinking it'd be great exercise. I used to compete, like, swimming when I was in high school. And I find swimming is one of the exercises that really utilizes all your muscles. And,
yeah.
you know, you kind of don't get overheated when you're in the water kind of thing. You could, but it really
right.
is, it's very gentle on all your joints if
yeah.
you're having a
mm-hmm.
problem with running or any other type of sports.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I joined that, but they didn't build the center yet, and I don't want to activate my membership until they build that center. The city of Austin is giving them a lot of trouble. like they do to any other businesses in the area. So they're they haven't started it yet. But as soon as they start, they have group exercises, they have swimming, and they have a wonderful, you know, machine that and these machines, like you were talking about the treadmills and everything else, they are just so different nowadays. They track and they advise you, and they are very much more sensitive, and they really are actually easier to use and gentler. And a lot of the fitness centers have people around to show you how to use them and to actually, you know, help you in kind of like creating your own type of schedule or fitness
plan.
Plan, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
well, good for you.
That's
that
another
out.
Thing that I'm doing.
Good for you. That is really neat. And I think what happens when you do make it a focus like that, then you kind of crave and find out, okay, when you're driving somewhere, where can I go? Because you don't want to let, you know, you enjoy it. You enjoy how it feels. So good for you, Melissa.
I know.
I can't wait to hear more good things from you.
I will be posting my walks. So if you want to track them, I mean, look at them. And I'll check out that walk and run truckers run. There's also
runners,
a group with the bikers as well on
ride and roll cycling.
Group there,
I
too.
Great community of people trying to help each other. So
I'm sure you have other callers.
Okay.
But thank you for taking my call. And
thank you, dear. Be safe
work.
Out there. You keep moving.
Bye.
You too. Take care. Okay, we're going to go on to Minnesota and talk to Jackie. I haven't got to talk to Jackie in a while. How are you, Jackie?
Hi, Kim. I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. So you use a Fitbit?
Yep. Yeah, I've been using a Fitbit since last Christmas. Joel actually bought me one for a Christmas present.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us how you use it. What has it done for you?
The main thing I wanted was just to track the steps, like you've been talking about. But then I thought it was pretty cool how it tracked your sleep and you could keep track of your calories. In the beginning, I used to put all my food and everything in there. And I don't do that so much now because it's kind of hard. I don't eat a lot of stuff. Like before, if you eat packaged foods or something like that, you could see your calories and easily put them in there. But now I eat a lot of stuff like fresh food, you know, like a banana for breakfast in the morning and stuff like that. And I found it was harder to find the calories. So it's like, well, it didn't really do anything for me so much as just kind of make sure that I wasn't overeating.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of let that part go, but I still like to be able to see my activity, you know, and the sleep. But I'm really interested in those new sleep machines that Kevin's been talking about that you put by your bed. They sound like they're a lot, you know, even a lot better.
Yeah, yeah. So you track, what is your main things that you track on the Fitbit?
What's that?
What are the main things you use your Fitbit to track?
Basically just my steps, and then I watch my sleep.
Okay. Great.
Yeah,
so
it's
kind of
nice to watch,
and
then you get the – I don't really have one, I guess.
Yeah. You just got to does it just make you more aware? I mean, do you think you walk more because of it?
Well – I guess in the summer and stuff like that, yes, but in the wintertime, I don't really move around as much, you know, and I don't like to go outside. It's cold, and we don't have a very big house, so even just walking around the house, I look and I go, at the end of the day, I'm like, geez, I've only gone 3,000 steps, and it seems like I walked all over the place, but...
Is that right?
So I don't know.
Is
if I set
right?
a goal, I'd be severely disappointed every day, but I'm starting to get into now more the resistance stuff.
Okay.
And I bought a Bowflex for myself, basically, with my Christmas present. And I'm going to start using that now because I've always been interested in that kind of stuff. I've never been much of a workout person, you know, any kind of aerobics or anything like that. Now, I did use a Wii in the truck for a couple of years, and that was how I lost my original weight. I lost 82 pounds back in 2009. So I had the Wii in the truck.
Good
I did the Wii Fit with the step. Yep, I had the step, and then I had the step extender. So, like, one day I would do a lighter workout on the Wii itself, do their advanced step program and stuff like that. And then on every other day, I would just do a 30-minute stepping, and I had the step extender that made it higher in the truck, and you'd do like 10,000 steps in a half an hour.
That's great. And I think, and you said you did that in, what, 2009, you said?
Yep, yep. I started that in 2009,
yeah.
and by was the end of 2010, so it took me a little over a year, and I was down 82 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was just by
fabulous.
Using the Wii. Yeah, it was just
uh-huh.
by using the Wii and then controlling my portion size, because I used to just
okay.
eat maybe one meal a day, you know, or, it wasn't very good, you know. So I started eating smaller portions several times per day. And between that and then working on the Wii, that's what helped me. And I lost it just about as fast as I gained it, you know, so it seemed more healthy.
Yeah.
But then I got complacent,
yeah.
and I gained 20 pounds back. And by the CMC this year, I said to myself, I got to get these 20 pounds back off. So I got complacent, and I started overeating again and stuff like that. So now I went back down to my portion control, and I'm still eating the same foods. It's just I'm not eating as much of them, and I dropped the 23 pounds already.
Oh, good for you, Jackie. That's awesome. And that's what it is. It comes down to, you know, it really is pretty simple when we, you know, eat healthy, clean, and move. Eat the right foods, because you can't eat junk and move and it think it's going to make a difference. So, and constantly be a student of health, I think, of learning what's out there and try. Because, you know, it's constantly changing. Like you said, you did the Wii in 2009. Now you're, you know what worked for you, so you went back to that portion control, and now you're doing the
right.
Fitbit. So that's wonderful. Well,
so do you know about resistance training?
Yes. I mean, that's where I think you get so much benefit. We're going to have a whole show, I think, like on lean body mass and that. You know, Bob with Rolling Strong with the in cap bands and stuff like that, you know, just to be able to build muscle. And it feels so good to get strong as well. And like I said, I just got back to strength training again, too. I let that go, and I felt a difference. I knew a difference. So
do you remember how you start out? Because I remember back in high school when we had that. Was like my favorite class was weightlifting and stuff like that. And do you remember how it goes? Like you find out what your the max is that you can do, and then what do you figure out for doing the reps? I don't remember the formula.
You know what? I don't either. That might be a thing we can bring Kevin on board. I think there's several different thoughts in that, whether you use low weight and high reps or you use higher weight and lower reps. There's all different kinds of things you can do with that. The one I'm doing right now at the Y, which I love the YMCA because you can, when we were down at MAPS, you know, they have a great Y down there and you could go anywhere. But the gentleman that's training us there, it's more, he spreads it out during the week. So on Monday, we might be doing lower reps and higher weights, but the one today was lower weights and then 10 reps of everything. So 10
okay.
times. 10 reps
and kind of mix
10
it
times.
Up.
So, yeah. So I think you really, really do have to mix it up. And that's where that would be a great show. We can bring Kevin on just to kind of get an idea, because it can be intimidating to think I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to get some weights. And it's like, then now what do I do? You know? So
right.
There's
and I'm really weird. I don't
there.
Like exercising or working. I don't like doing anything in front of other people. I like just doing stuff on my own. That's why I got the Wii, because I used to walk around the truck stop, and these guys, I swear they'd never seen a woman before. They fall out of their trucks, you know, like, what are you doing? And you're walking around the parking lot. And then I started walking on the streets, and a couple times I was walking in the grass, and I fell in a hole, and it was terrible. I almost broke my leg, you know. I'm like, geez Louise. So finally I just decided on the Wii and, working out in the truck with the curtains closed, just like people can't watch me, you know.
You know what? The number one thing I would encourage anybody, you know, even if you're going to go to a gym, because I was so self-conscious like that too, I really feel like when I'm at the people that come to the gym, I think that is one of the least, least judgmental environments, because we all know we're there trying to do something for ourselves. So just, you know, I encourage you to decide that you're going to do it no matter what, you know. If you might look goofy or you feel like you do or something, you're doing it for yourself. Don't worry at all about what other people are thinking. Be stand tall, because trust me, you are inspiring somebody else to do the same thing, and you might not even know it.
That's true.
So,
I don't
yeah.
know. I still don't think I can do it. But, you know, knowing like Kevin and Lisa, they're my friends on Fitbit, so now knowing that they can watch my steps makes me walk around more.
Yeah, there you go. See? And that's a good thing. So,
yep.
Okay, Jackie. Well, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening and for coming on. And can't wait to see you at the
Anytime.
CMC. And we'll compare
fit
yeah. in.
Yes,
okay,
definitely.
Dear. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Be safe out
Thank
there.
Thank you. Take care. Yep, thanks.
You too. Bye. Okay, guys, we're going to wrap up, and so I just appreciate you listening. Like, we didn't even touch on the some of the apps that are available, and there are some fun ones. Did you guys even know there was, like, a zombie run out there that you could have it playing in your ear while you're running of these zombies? So it's kind of funny. But so thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. You really do matter to us, and your health matters to us. So I just got the Facebook page out there for Destination Health on Audio Road Network. You have to find it there. It's on Audio Road Network, okay? And search us out and come out there, and let's just get some more conversation going. So until next week, keep moving and decide to be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. And I'll have to share with you guys in almost 60 minutes that I did 5,685 steps. And that was going at a slow pace. So so get out there and move, add those steps up, and be healthy. And until next week, I look forward to seeing you again. Bye now.